Well, Steve, a truly wonderful performance by your side this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, not happy with the first 15 minutes, of course. We just seemed as if we were a bit tired from our exits at Preston and perhaps not on the front foot. But we've got some wonderful, talented players, as we've always said. And, you know, the one thing about James Tavern, how he practices those free kicks, to the point it's boarded up my windows in the training ground. But he stuck it in the top bag, and I think from then on in we've showed our class, we've showed our effort, our fighting spirit, our willingness to work for each other. And I think from then on, certainly from the second goal, it could have been any score.
Yeah, you mentioned those first 10 minutes, really, wasn't it, where a lot of sides come, pack the midfield out, don't they, and your side has at times struggled to break them down. But today they were very clinical, very creative, I thought, as well.
Well, yeah, and it's very easy to come in and be disrespectful of opposition when you've won by such a good margin as six. But Notts County have got good attacking players, and they showed that on many an occasion this season. But, you know, it's we said if we could just got on the front foot, the first goal is all important. I said it publicly as well as privately to the players, and once we got that goal, then it was I genuinely felt we stepped out from then on in, and it was as good an afternoon as we could have.
Your side have at times this season, and haven't they, threatened to really turn over a side like they have done this afternoon?
Yeah, and we could have double figures today, couldn't we? With some of the super play and chances, and I think the goalkeeper must take great credit. I can certainly recall two or three fantastic saves, especially the one from Mickey's free kick, Mickey O'Connor's free kick. So, but I think we showed today we've got a squad of players, not just individuals. You know, Claude Davis was just rolled his ankle a little bit in training yesterday, so it gave an opportunity for our captain to come back and have some game time. And you know, Wes Thomas was just struggling a little bit with his thigh. Both should be fine for Tuesday, but it gave an opportunity for Harris to come in, and he takes advantage out with two goals. And we bring young Tom off the bench, who gets a goal, and Mickey came off the bench, and it was touch and go whether he started today. If he'd trained on Thursday, he would have started. So it's all fine margins, but as we said to the players many weeks now, and we said it again today before and afterwards, it's going to take the squad of players to get us in this playoff group, and we're you know, we're fighting desperately hard to be in the playoffs, and we'll keep fighting, and we'll get back in the training ground tomorrow and prepare for Tuesday.
Kind of vindicates that work in January, doesn't it, as well, because a fan came up to me at half time and said, we've made two changes today and we've brought in two players who are equally as good, if not better.
Well, I can remember my first ever conversations with our chairman, with Tony Stewart, when I spoke at the start of the early conversations. I spoke at the start of the League Two season, and I still wasn't happy with what I had on the bench. And if you're not happy with what you have on the bench, then people don't focus other than the manager. When you probably get to 70, 80 minutes or whatever it is, and you look to make purposeful changes, and we never really always had that. I think the squad that we've built in the last 21 months, and we worked hard in January to make sure we were stronger, and I think we did that, you know. And we've always said we're fortunate to what we, myself and Paul Rayner and Paul Warren and Andy Dibble, we're fortunate to what we, some of the players we have, because we really have some talent, and we must give gratitude to your chairman, who turned in some significant money last summer and some significant bids in January for a couple of them. So we're very lucky as a management team as well.
Harris Vukic coming into the side today, scoring two goals, and he's had to be patient in recent weeks because he's not had much playing time, has he?
Yeah, I don't know how you say it in Slovakian, but he tells me it's been doing his head in, and not playing. But we said he would have to be patient, he'd have to wait his time. And when you've got Wes Thomas, who had three goals in four games and working as hard as Wes does, then he had to wait his time. And it was a fine margin call today, whether it was Harris or whether it was young Tom. And we just plumped for Harris, and of course we get rewarded with two goals. But young Tom sends us a perfect reminder when he goes on and looks as he did when he first came in. We've got him a little bit sharp in the last week, and we've probably focused him a bit more mentally by having a wee chat with him. So we're very focused as a group, and we know what we want to achieve. But this League One, you only need to look at the results today. It's fine lines. It's really difficult. And, you know, the three or four managers don't think we're going to finish in this playoff group. And my squad in that dressing room just keeps doing what they can every week to try and make sure that we're in it.
Yeah, I think it's seen you move up to fourth today now as well. And like you say, those two managers that you've kept mentioning who'd said to you they thought you'd fall away, this will send out another signal to them.
Yeah, I think there was a third one as well, wasn't there, midweek? Who questioned us as a group and as a team. But we can't affect what others think. We can only affect what we do in the training ground and what we do on the pitch on a match day. And we've got fantastic support. You know, support today was incredible. They've seen us having a little stuttery, tired-looking start for 10, 15 minutes, and But they stopped behind us, didn't they? The in-calls went up, or whatever they're called, and the voice levels went up, and we got the free kick. And from then on in, I'm just delighted we could give them such a good afternoon in New York, because they've had some miserable afternoons.
It allowed you as well to bring off some players that have had a lot of game time towards the back end. Leif Recklington in particular, he looked so disappointed to have to come off the field today.
Well, if eyes could kill, it's fair to say that Recklington and Pringle both shot me as they walked off, if they were bullets. But at that stage, I think we all knew the game was over as a contest. And it wasn't just about, you know, Leif Recklington was on his last legs at Preston, and he was starting to really excel in the game today. And Ben Pringle was getting really into the game as well, but it was about another day for them. And, you know, I must give credit to Nicky Adams as well. I think he's balling for Tom Hitchcock's goal is just sublime. But he's been brought here to compete with Ben and with Kieran. And, you know, I'm delighted with all my players' contributions today. I thought Mickey O'Connor, I said for 2 weeks now, he's been like the player he was back in September. I think he showed that for half an hour today.
And surely it's impossible for you to change your lineup, isn't it, for Tuesday night's trip?
No, we will make changes. You know, we have a view that we would have certainly changed one position today, but we'll change it up a little bit. We need to make sure we have got some talented players, and we've got some fresh players. We've got some players that are crying out for football. You know, Rob Mielsen couldn't make the bench today, and after being excellent for 45 minutes in the reserves, so we've got some competition. But we'll look at the freshness of the squad. I'll have a, like I do every game in preparation, I'll have a good chat with Paul Rayner and Paul Warren, and, you know, between the three of us, we'll pick a team, and that's how it works here. It's not a Steve Evans show when it comes to picking a team. We've always said it's a management team. More importantly, it's how players pick a team, because we pick it honestly. So we just felt today that we, you know, Richie Smallwood, I thought, was an unsung hero today. I thought in that first half, I don't know how many tackles he won, but he was simply superb for us. And we could see that a bit all around the pitch. I think there was a number of top performances, and it's easy to sit here and gloat when you're beating an Notts County side six, but tell you what, they've got four or five tasty players, haven't they? And just got five or six letting them down.